You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Want to open today by welcoming all those join us by podcast. We are thrilled to have you today. You know, in life, we focus on what's wrong. We focus on where we missed it. And we should. That's the way you improve. Whenever we're sitting with our kid in our lap, say dog, dog, say cat, cat. No. That's not a cat. That's a dog. We're going to point out a mistake. We're going to show where you're wrong. That begins at a very early age, first grade all the way through college. Your test will come back not with a red check mark by the answer that's right. They'll come back with a red check mark by what's wrong. That's how we learn. We come in church week in and week out, and we talk about where you blew it this last week. We talk about what you said you shouldn't have said. We talk about what you thought that you shouldn't have thought. We talk about the way you entertain yourself, and you shouldn't be doing that. And I mean, that's what we do. We come in church. And, okay, you need to repent. Ask God to forgive you. You blew it this last week. That's how you grow. That's how you advance. And we focus on where we missed it, what's wrong, what needs to be changed in our life. But you know, from time to time, we probably need to stop and just say, with all the trouble that we are in this era in history, you know, this really is a great time to be alive. The title of today's message, It's a Great Life. Hold on just a minute. Hey, folks. It's a great life. Yes, everybody in here has needs. Everybody in here wishes somebody would pray for me about this or pray for me about that. And my family's going through this. We all have wants. We all have wishes. And the church is concerned about those. And the church focuses on our needs and our problems and our ailments and what's going on. And we focus on that. My goodness. Our government proceedings the last couple of weeks has been an embarrassing circus. It's been an embarrassment. It is beneath my intelligence to see our brilliant elected officials acting worse than first graders on a playground. Many of our senators are a total embarrassment to this government. Good grief, this government is in a mess. But hold on, let's back up just for a few minutes. We're living a great life here. We're living a great life. We are a three-part being, body, our soul, or our mind, and our spirit, physical, mental, spiritually. We're a three-part being. And as we look at all of our personal problems and as we look at all of our national problems and the embarrassment that's going on for most of us in here, still in all three areas, physical, mental, and spiritual, this is a great time in the history of the world to be alive, and we are living a great life. We are living a great life. I just want to start by looking physically, just physically. Maybe you hadn't thought about this, but I just want to stop, time out, let's back up. Never before has the world known or even dreamed of the comfort that we're living in today. Just in this generation, just in my lifetime, I've seen air conditioning come to every home, to all the cars, to all the businesses, to all the buildings. When I was born, we had TV, but just barely. It was three channels, very snowy, black and white. And you went outside and you turned a pole to twist an antenna to try to get one of those three to come in. And I remember I was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old, the first color TV that came in our county. Wow, that was just incredible. And now I lay in my bed with a remote control and I can't hardly watch one channel for wanting to know what's on the other 600 channels that I got on that thing. Good grief, are you kidding me? My truck, I don't even know what all it does. I don't even know what all it does. My grandkids get in there and start showing me stuff the truck does. I'm amazed. Are you kidding me? There was indoor plumbing when I was born. And the rich people had a bath and a half. Rich people, a bath and a half. Now, There's more square footage in people's 4 or 5 bathrooms than there were in most houses. My wife's closet's twice as big as the bedroom I grew up in. Are you kidding me? It's a great life. This is a great life. The comfort we're enjoying is unprecedented. We could talk for hours and hours and days and days. The comfort of our furniture, the comfort of our vehicles, how cool we are in the summer and how hot we are or warm we are in the winter. I mean, yesterday morning, I woke up on a ranch in Wyoming, and at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was in my office working. Are you kidding me? Used to take people 6 months to pull that off. Good grief. You know, I cringe to think about living in the days of the typhoid fever, of the bluebonnet plague, of polio, wiping out 90% of a city or a town, a village. I mean, we've had some rough times in history. We're not in one right now. There have been some very hard times. This is a great time to be alive, and we're living in a great life. I mean, the pilgrims that came across that ocean in the bottom of that sailboat, sat on the floor for weeks and weeks. Many of them got sick. Many of them died of starvation and thirst, and they threw them overboard to make room for the other people. Sat in the bottom. I mean, you can get on an airplane in New York and be across the ocean in a few hours. This is a great time. There's been some hard times in history. I'm just telling you today, we're not in one. We're not in one. Physically, this is a great time to be alive. Just think about this. The physical hardships of you personally either growing, raising, or butchering everything that you put in your mouth. Wow. Traveling in a wagon across the country. You know, I'm amused at all my old Westerns because I love to see the guy walk up to the back of this covered wagon. Now, they've been traveling across the desert in a covered wagon for 2 months. And he walks up in the back, and this woman with gorgeous blonde hair in a bun and a white bonnet and this beautiful dress comes out, and he picks her up and sets her on the ground. 2 months in a covered wagon without a bath. Look here, I know what my wife looks like after riding in a car all day long. And that's air conditioned. I can't imagine picking her out of the back of a covered wagon after 2 months. She don't have a little white bonnet and beautiful hair and her petticoat. I'm going to tell you, 2 months without a bath or a shower, without shaving your legs, son. Oh, whoa. Everything you owned was in a saddlebag behind you on your horse. All the clothes you had on. Oh, my goodness. We change outfits 3 or 4 times in one. I'm telling you, this is a great life. We're just backing up today and saying this is a great life physically. And I could talk all day. Mentally, you know, it's amazing. More information at your fingertips. I remember I was on up in life. I don't know, 7, 8 years old. Our family got a set of World Book encyclopedias. And like that was a big deal for families when you finally got you a set of encyclopedias. My goodness. And now they're just, you touch a couple of buttons on your phone and you can get a how-to video on anything you want. I mean, anything. But Eli, my 11-year-old grandson, and I are out here working on this 1944 Jeep. Here, Poppy, let me show you. Beep, beep, beep. And I mean, we got a how-to video on a part of this Jeep. We're out fishing and he pulls up, here's how you work this lure. Here's a video on how to work this lure. I mean, it's amazing what anything you want to know. This last week I was working on a ranch in Wyoming and these folks had bought this portable scales that you could drive herd of cattle up in and weigh the whole herd. Well, the technology in this thing was unreal and they got it in this corral and we were trying to set it up and trying to work it. Here you got a bunch of cowboys trying to work something like this. Let me tell you, this was over our head. One of the young boys there, thankfully we had some young guys there. Here, hold on just a minute. Few buttons on his phone, pulled up that scale, that brand, that deal, and here is a simple how-to video on how to level it and how to make this computer and this scale work. Are you kidding me? Mentally, we're in an information age that's the Jetsons on our commercial, on our cartoons back when I was a kid, they never even thought of something like we're doing now. I'm just telling you, this is unprecedented for us mentally to have in seconds access to any information that we want. And I'm speechless today to hear young people talk about the stress they're under. Let me just tell you something, kids. Get a bunch of Indians circling around your wagon train and you'll know what stress is. Right now, you don't know anything about stress. Come on, young children talking about the stress and the pressure they're under. I don't know. I just, it's amazing traveling across a desert in a covered wagon and there's no food, there's no water, and a wheel comes off of your wagon and you're out there. You don't get on your phone and dial and in minutes have a record there to repair your car while you sit in there in the air condition. They fix it for you. I mean, this is an unprecedented time in history. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great life. We're living a great life. You want mental stress, mental pressure? Let typhoid fever, let the polio, let the plague come through and wipe out 90% of the whole village. There's you some mental pressure. There's some pressure on a dad or on a mom. You want mental stress. You drive your family in a wagon across a desert and you look back and your little kids' lips are cracked open because they have had no water and you don't know where the next water hole is. There's been some times in history that we've had it tough. It's a great life. Today, you and I are living a great life spiritually. You know, for 4,000 years, God rarely talked to mankind. And when he did, it was through a prophet, or it was through a donkey, or it was through a burning bush. But it would go 400 years, and we'd never heard a word from God. God rarely spoke. His presence did not dwell with us. And today we are living in the era of history of the new covenant. God with us. God is with us. That's where we're living. You know, we can walk and we can talk with him. We can experience his peace. We can experience his presence in an instant way in our life, regardless of what you're going through. I don't know if we think about it often enough, but Jesus paid the penalty for your sins. Your sins, the penalty of sin has been paid for you. And today you can stand right before our Father God. Wow. You have the option today of a redo. Today, right now, old things can pass. Regardless of your past, regardless of how awful, how embarrassing your past has been, right now, today, you can have a redo. Old things can pass away for you and everything can become brand new for you. Your sins are forgiven. It's a great time to be alive. A great time. Right now. Right here, right now, you can access his peace. Right now. Come on, everybody in here. Regardless of what you're going through. Father, right now, I roll the cares off of my day. I roll the pressures off of last week and this next week. God, I experience your peace. God, your peace flood my heart right now. Your peace just flood my heart right now. Right here, right now, you can touch God. Right now, God's peace can flow on the inside of you, regardless of what's happening. God, the creator of heaven and earth that holds the universe in the palm of his hand, loves you. It's a great life. It is a great life. This man recently was just going on and on and on about how awful things were, how awful this day and time is. He doesn't know what this world is. Oh my goodness, he didn't know what's going to. This world's going to the dogs. This world's already the dogs. On and on and on and on. And you know, sometimes I have a hard time being quiet. Some of you don't believe that, but it's true. And finally, I just said, you know, no doubt we got some things to work on. But at least we're still gathering in stadiums to watch football and you get a penalty for hitting too hard. There was a time in our history where we gathered in stadiums, we put people out there and turned lines in on them and we clapped and cheered as the Lions ate them. That's what we did on Sunday afternoon for entertainment. There was a time we'd get people that we just didn't like and we'd put them out there and nail them on a stake and set them on fire with tar. And we'd set them on fire and watch them burn, and we'd cheer and clap as they burned alive to death. So, you know, yes, we got some things we need to work on, but these aren't bad times. We're living in a good time. We're at least still playing football in our stadiums. I mean, there's been some awful times. But right now is not one of them. This is a great time to be alive. It's a great time. You know, as we study Exodus and we study Deuteronomy, we see God delivering his kids from slavery in Egypt. It's a powerful move of God. It's our blueprint for the coming new covenant. And just as God sent Moses in to bring deliverance, God sent Jesus in to bring deliverance. And we read about it in Exodus. God set his people free. And no sooner had the water caved in over Pharaoh and his army, and they are free from their enemy's pursuit, no sooner than they were out there experiencing freedom, they started complaining. We don't have any water. We don't have any food. Moses, you brought us out here to die. They're complaining about the way this thing is being led from their government, from their leader, Moses. They're complaining about what they don't have. We need more water. We need more food. He brought them in some manna. We're sick of the manna. This isn't what we want to eat. We don't have any meat. So they bring them in some quail. I mean, it's complaining, complaining, complaining. In no time, they're melting their jewelry down to make a golden calf to worship. If you hadn't read Deuteronomy lately, let me just tell you, our murmuring and complaining about how bad things are, it don't go well with God. Just so you'll know, it doesn't really go over well with him about us murmuring and complaining about how bad we have it and how awful it is. You know, my concern today is that we get so spoiled, that we get so entitled that we forget that this is a great life. Turn to Psalms 100 with me. It's right in the middle of your Bible. Psalms 100. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. We are to enter God's presence with thanksgiving. And you know, we can't live being thankful if we continue to focus on all of our problems and all of our troubles. If all that we think about is what we don't have and what we need and what we wish we had and how bad things are, then it's hard for us to be thankful. And thankfulness is the way we enter into the presence of God. I want us today just to focus on the fact it's a great life. We don't want to correct you. We're not going to tell you how bad you've been and what all you need to change. We're not going to put a red X on all the mistakes you've made today. We just want to back up and say it's a great life. Let's all take a breath and say, you know what? We're living a great life. The problem is, with all the wealth and the prosperity that we're living in, it creates some wrong expectations. In our wealth, we grow to expect things. We expect everything to be immediate. You go to the grocery store and your basket is so full that you can hardly roll it down the aisle, and you come to one item that they're out of, and here you throw a hissy fit. I mean, we got a complete come apart. How will I make it? I can't believe who is in charge of this store. They let them run out of this. They run out of this all the time. Your cart's so full you can't even hardly push it. Impatient. Expect. Immediate. Demand instant. Really? It's going to take 3 days to get that from California? Can't you overnight it? I watch how irritated we get on the phone when it takes 3 seconds for what we're looking for to come up. Oh, this thing is just so slow. You know, we all overnight, same day delivery, pay extra to get it same day. We just don't wait. And we don't wait because we usually don't have to. We just don't have to wait. That's why we don't wait. There's always a way to immediately get it there. It's a great life. Except for Genesis chapter 8:22 says, while the earth remains, there is seed time, and then there's harvest. It's a great life. It's an instant life. It's an immediate life that we're living in. But there are some things in our life that just have to grow. There are just some things that have to grow. Teenagers, I wish it'd be instant for you, but let me just tell you, there's some things that you're not going to have till you're 50. I don't know what to tell you about it, but it just takes time to grow. There are things in life that are just, they come, you put a seed in the ground and it just doesn't overnight the fruit to you. It just takes a little time to grow. There are just things that have to grow in you. One of the greatest provisions in life for us is in Galatians 6:7. Don't be deceived. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. Now that was preached to me growing up. Don't you forget, what you sow, you'll reap. What you sow, you'll reap. I want you to know, what you sow, you're going to reap. Ooh, I always hated that verse. Oh gosh, I hated that verse. Until recently I thought, that's the best news I've ever heard. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. What I sow, I can reap. That's great news. That makes it a great life. Don't be deceived. Here's what you need to know. You're not ever going to plant corn and get Brussels sprouts. You need to know that. You will never plant good and not get good come to you. You can have the kind of life that you want to have. Over time, some things have to grow. We got to let them grow. We got to let that take place. But you can count on it. In due season, you will reap your reward. It's a great life. It is a great life because you can decide what kind of life you want. Teenagers, let me talk to you just a minute. The rest of you, y'all zone out, take a little nap. I'll get back with you in a minute. Teenagers, it's real simple. It's a great life for you. A great life. You want your parents to get off of you. You just want your parents to get off of you. It's a great life. Clean your room. Do some dishes. Be responsible with the trash. Be polite and easy to get along with, and it's amazing. They'll be off of you. It's just amazing how that works. You just want your parents to treat you a little more with responsible actions, and you just want to be more responsible, and I want my parents to see me as more responsible. It's real easy. Just be responsible. Just start being responsible around the home. Teens, be willing to grow the life that you want. Here's what I'm telling you. It's a great life. Just grow it. It's a great life. Just grow it. Teenagers, make life good for yourself. Sow good, do good, be good, act good, and watch a good life come to you. Why are the teachers always on you? There's a reason. There's a reason. Come on, teenagers, create a good life for yourself. It is a great life that we're living. Never lose sight of the fact in the history of the world, this is the greatest time to be alive. Teenagers, I just want to caution you, and I know you don't see this for yourself, but with all that we have and that all that we have access to, it's real easy for you to become spoiled and for you to become entitled in your thinking, and that'll ruin your life. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Teenagers, don't focus on your problems. Yes, we all got problems, but don't focus on your problems. Focus on the fact you've got a great life. And there are kids all over the world that would give anything to have the life that you have. You got a great life. Enjoy living the great life that you have. Men, at no time in the history of the world has life been any better for us men. At no time. There's been some hard time in life for men, but right now we're not in them. All the men in here, just roll the pressure of your life off on the Lord and look around and say, you know what? I'm living a great life. I am living in a great time in history. Keep yourself happy. Men, keep yourself blessed. Keep yourself with a thankful, grateful attitude. And men, so good every day of your life. Women, oh my, you got a great life. We've got this is a great time to be alive. Not any of you women had to go down to the creek and carry water back up to the house this morning. You didn't have to do that. None of you women had to split wood and build a fire to boil water today. Not anybody had to do that. None of you had to go to the creek and beat clothes on a rock to get them clean. Not any of you had to do this. Yesterday, we wish we had this. All the women in here, they wish they had a bigger house or they had a more of this or they had a better of this. Let me just tell you, you're not living in a tent made out of a buffalo hide. You could have a lot smaller house than you got right now. You're not living in a tent that you personally sewed out of a tanned buffalo hide. All of our children, you got a great life. Kids in here, I don't want our kids to be depressed. I don't want our kids in this church to be depressed and upset and having a miserable life as children. All of our kids, you're blessed. You are living in a great time in the history of the world. The food, the clothes, the home, the toys, the stuff that you have. Every kid in the world wish they had a toy that they don't have. But let me tell you, you're blessed. All of you children, don't lose sight of what a great life you have. Turn to Philippians chapter 4 real quick with me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, what is honorable and right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all that you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Why does it say fix your thoughts? Because our thoughts want to be on something else. Our thoughts want to be on what's wrong and what's a problem and what's a crisis and what we messed up. Our thoughts want to be on what girl in school is gossiping about us and what girl in school made up a lie about us. And our thoughts want to be on this problem and on that problem and on this difficulty. You have to fix your thoughts on what is honorable, what is admirable, what is pure, what is lovely. Think about things that are excellent. Think about things that are worthy of praise. I want to close today by telling you, don't let the devil steal your enjoyment of life. From the youngest in here to the oldest, not any of us have a very long time on our earth walk. Not any of us have a very long time here. Don't miss enjoying a single day of it. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what you do. Enjoy each moment that you live. Our government is a divided mess right now. Some of our senators on our Supreme Court committee are an embarrassment. Not many five-year-olds act that immature and that ignorant. But let me just remind you, no other country in the world is good as the United States. There's not another country in the world that's as good as where we live. Yes, we all need more money. We all need a raise. We all have health issues. Yes, we all have things that aren't right with us. All in here need a newer car. You need tires on the car you have. Those in here that are single, you wish you were married. Many of those in here that are married wish you were single. It's just some of you single wish you had her husband. She wishes you had her husband. I'm just telling you, we all in here wish for things that we don't have. But in all this today, I just want to back up. I want to back up just for a few minutes. And I want to look around and I want to acknowledge the fact this is a great time in the history of the world to be alive. And I want all of us to leave here saying, it's a great life we're living. Y'all stand. God, today we acknowledge the blessed, blessed life that we're living. We're grateful to you for all that you have done for us, all that you have provided for us. God, today we ask you to forgive us for murmuring, for complaining. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for the many ways that we've made melted golden calves and worshiped images that are not of you. Oh God, we apologize for having other gods in front of you. Lord, we apologize for all of our negativity. Lord, today we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, and we acknowledge the fact that we're living a blessed, great life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.